Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. As that stinky blimp lab was flying around the world, they were taking a little bit of a vacation from all the havoc that they had been causing to Spyology Squad. As the blimp was now flying over, I believe that's Indonesia down there, they smelled something dreadfully disgusting.
Purple Ninjas, what is that smell? It smells... oh, stinky, I love it.
Yes, boss, that is terribly, beautifully stinky.
Did one of you toot, or is that coming from outside?
I don't think it's me. Is it you?
No, it's not me. It's coming from outside. Here, look out the window. Open it up.
The purple ninjas all ran over to one of the windows and opened it up.
Oh, yeah. It is definitely coming from hoo-wee, outside.
The purple ninjas grabbed something that kind of looked like binoculars so that they could look out the window at the jungle below. Now, they were flying over Indonesia, which is full of a lot of jungle, and I think those binoculars would help them see what was smelling so disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Boss, I see it over there. That's a... What's it called?
What are you talking about?
That flower over there. It's... a Titan arum, I think. A corpse flower.
Wow, that's a perfect name for it. Corpse flower, because it smells like a dead body. Well, Purple Ninjas, get me one. I want one in the lab for some research.
Right away, boss. We'll go get it right now.
Meanwhile, back at school, Ava and Jaden were working on their class garden. They had to make sure everything was watered and pulled out the weeds. They were earning some extra credit for some assignments by taking care of their garden after school.
Hey, Ava, can you pass me those gloves over there?
Shouted Jaden.
Yep, here you go.
Ava tossed over the gloves. Thanks, Ava. What are you working on over there, Jaden? See that giant pile of weeds over there?
Yeah, those were all by the pumpkin patch. I don't want those weeds strangling my beautiful pumpkin vines. Look at these little baby pumpkins, said Jaden.
They are pretty adorable, said Ava. I'm working on these flowers over here.
Bzz, 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 bzz.
Was that the walkie? Said Ava.
Yeah, I think so.
As Jaden reached for his backpack, he pulled out the walkie-talkie.
Shh. Hey, guys, this is Mr. Jim. Are you still at school?
Shh.
Yeah, we're outside at the garden. What's up?
Said Ava.
Shh.
Well, I could use your help. I just got off the phone with Main HQ, and he said something about a robbery happening at the botanical gardens.
Shh.
Why in the world would somebody want to steal plants? And why would they involve Spyology Squad? Said Jaden.
Shh.
Well, I don't know how to answer that exactly. You're going to want to see the video footage they sent me. It'll all make sense. Just come on back to HQ when you can. Over and out.
Shh.
That is strange, said Jaden. Why in the world would somebody steal something from a garden? I mean, gardens are everywhere, right?
Well, maybe they have some really adorable pumpkins, said Ava.
Not any cuter than mine!
As Jaden and Ava finished up at their school garden, they cleaned up all the supplies, and Ava was standing over by her flowers.
Wow, look at these beautiful sunflowers, said Ava. They're looking really good. Oh, and they smell good too. Look at all these flowers over here, said Jaden.
You're right, Ava. I kind of forgot about the flower part of the garden. I've been so focused on growing the food, but wow, these are coming in really well. Come on, let's go.
As they threw on their jetpacks and blasted off towards HQ, they landed in the grass in front
ran over to the door and used their access card to unlock the door. Remember, every spy needs their own access card. So if you don't have yours today, go to SpyologySquad.com. But don't let the Purple Ninjas know about that website. Just ask your parents to go there, fill out the form, and we will send you your free access card. They unlocked the door, and it opened. Bing. Hey, Mr. Jim, so what's going on with the botanical gardens? Asked Ava. Well, it's weird. I just got off the phone with Deja at the botanical gardens. I love Deja! Shouted Ava. She helped us set up our garden at school! Oh, yeah. Is she the one that brought the carnivorous plants that eat bugs? Said Jaden. She is awesome. She's got, like, the coolest job. Yeah, she does like coming over to the schools and helping with those gardens. Yeah, Deja is great, said Mr. Jim. She does have a pretty cool job as a botanist. But unfortunately, one of their super rare plants went missing last night. Who would steal a plant? Said Jaden. Look at this. Mr. Jim grabbed some pictures that had been sent over from the botanical gardens and said, look at all these purple fingerprints like on the shovels. What does that make you think of? You can't be serious, said Jaden. Purple ninjas? Ava's mouth dropped open. Since when do they care about plants? Well, it's not just any plant. This plant is, I hear it's pretty stinky, said Mr. Jim. That makes sense, said Jaden. I wonder what they're gonna do with it. Ugh, I hope nothing crazy happens, said Ava. Let's go see if we can meet up with Deja and learn more about whatever it is that they stole. That's a great idea, Ava, said Mr. Jim. Just let me know what you find out. Meanwhile, up at that stinky blimp lab.
Oh, I love how terrible it smells.
Oh, boy. I can barely breathe. Oh, boys. Ugh. Wow, I feel like I'm gonna pass out.
The purple ninjas all began to wobble and realized that they needed to get some stronger clothespins to put over their nose.
All right, purple ninjas. I want you to figure out a way to extract that smell so I can wear it as my own specially made cologne.
Oh no, what in the world is going on? Doesn't make any sense why they would want to steal some kind of stinky plant unless they have something bigger going on. You think this is really all just about Dr. Stinky Breath wanting some stinky cologne? I'm not sure, but I hope Jaden and Ava are able to figure out some more clues to try and solve this mystery. But we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drumroll, please. Brrr. Happy birthday, Olin, who's turning 3 years old. Olin's an excellent fisherman and spearfishing freediver. Wait, what? Olin, you know how to do that. Holy smokes. Olin lives in Martha's Vineyard and is on the spy team with his brother, Jamie. Wow, Olin, you must be super duper brave. I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy birthday, Olin. Great job. You listened all the way to the end. And you know what time it is. It's time for some shout-outs to my spyologists. I want to say hey to Isri, Grayson and Abigail, Marlo and Mira, Melina, Weston and Oscar, I'm so glad that you're all on the Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure.